This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello there, Editor-in-Chief buddies. I am Stephanie Flaxman, and you are listening to Editor-in-Chief, the weekly audio broadcast that delivers the art of writing updated for marketing in the digital age to help you become the editor-in-chief of your own digital business. And what do editors-in-chief like? They like editorial standards. They like having standards about the content that they produce and publish. So we are in the middle of our editorial standards series. You can go back and listen to the past three episodes that we've done in the series over on editorinchief.fm. That's where you can find all of the editor-in-chief episodes. Last week, I talked about punctuation, my love of punctuation, the art of punctuation. And we talked about how to use a comma. And I gave some examples there, just really basic comma usage and how you can look through each of your sentences and paragraphs and really evaluate where commas should be with the ultimate goal of guiding the reader along smoothly and carefully through your writing so you don't create a jarring experience. You want your reader to just take all of your punctuation marks for granted because they're just there to guide them along and it doesn't cause a whole lot, you don't cause a whole lot of fuss with your punctuation, which you can do if you overuse a comma. And then if you underuse a comma, you can create confusion in your writing as well. That is just a little recap of last week's episode. Today we are talking about the semicolon, one of my favorite punctuation marks. If not my favorite, it might be my favorite. I use a lot of exclamation marks in just correspondence, in emails and stuff like that. I'm always, it just makes more sense for me to use an exclamation mark most of the time than a period. That's just how I am. But in other writing, content writing, I love the semicolon. You don't want to overuse it either. I mean, there's a time and a place for the semicolon, but it's often misused. I see that a lot. And that probably, is why I'm so intrigued by the semicolon, because I just see it used incorrectly a lot, and or I see places where someone could have used it, but they didn't. And so it's just a really interesting punctuation mark. So there are a lot of different specific ways of how you can use a semicolon. I want to make it really, really simple for today's show. So in today's episode, I'm just going to talk about one specific way you can think about the semicolon and use it in your writing. And then what I want to do, which I think might even help you even more, is tell you three ways not to use a semicolon. Three ways that I see all the time where people have used semicolons, and it's just incorrect. You don't want to use a semicolon in these instances. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And this all just goes back to creating the smoothest experience for your reader possible. These are really specific editorial standards that add up over time and help you create the most excellent content that you can. Because strong writing is taken for granted. People just read it effortlessly and they think, oh, that's great. But to get it there, to make that strong writing possible, the writer has to work really hard and be very, very careful about lots of little details. And then you, as the editor-in-chief, reviewing all your content and making sure it's up to these standards, it's your job to give the reader a really great experience. So we like all these little teeny nitpicky, seemingly nitpicky editorial standards because they will help us create a just they add up. They add up to a great experience overall when you pay attention to lots of little things. And that's what we want when we produce our digital content online on our own digital media platforms. Editor-in-Chief is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform. It is the complete website solution for building your online marketing and sales platform. You can find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform. That is rainmaker.fm/platform. And over there, you can find out more about how Editor-in-Chief gets to happen, because Editor-in-Chief is run on the Rainmaker platform. There are really cool podcasting functionalities in there, among lots of other really cool and beneficial features. So you can check that out if you're looking for a home for your digital work. All right, so let's now, let me go into talking about the semicolon. So here's the first thing I want you to know about the semicolon. If I was back in the day in charge of naming this punctuation mark, I would have called it the semi-period. I think that is more accurate for a very basic way it could be used. So if we think of the semicolon as a semi-period, the only way you really need to think about using a semicolon is when you're joining two distinct sentences that are related thoughts. You are probably familiar with combining sentences with a conjunction, like and. So you could say, I went for a short walk and it was nice. So those are two sentences. You combine them into one sentence. After walk, there's the word and. So I went for a short walk and it was nice. And that and helps connect the two sentences. But I went for a short walk and it was nice. They're both complete sentences on their own. They're independent clauses. They stand alone. And so another way of combining them is with a semicolon. But in this case, you wouldn't want to use the conjunction and is the conjunction there. So you could say, I went for a short walk, semicolon, it was nice. You're combining two independent clauses into one sentence without a conjunction. Instead of the conjunction, you put the semicolon. So do you see why I want to call it a semi-period? Because it's like a period could be there too. It's a little choppy. Those two sentences are a little choppy. If you put a period there, I went for a short walk. It was nice. A period is fine there, but the two independent clauses are very related. So if you put a semicolon there, it's just a really nice way to guide the reader along. And that's the only way that you need to be thinking about using a semicolon, really. I mean, again, there are more complex ways that you can. There are things like complicated lists where you need to separate a bunch of complicated thoughts with a semicolon, and other things like that. And there are lots of exceptions to the rule, but I just want to make it really simple. So if you think of it this way, you can build on your semicolon usage down the line. But to start, the only way you want to be using a semicolon is when you're joining two independent clauses that are related together. Now, here are the ways you want to avoid using a semicolon. You want to avoid using it like a colon. The names are similar, so I really understand why I see this happen. But you often would use a regular colon to set off a list of items. You put a colon, and then you put, you're saying, I'm listing fruits, colon, pears, plums, apples, oranges, and you have your nice list after the colon. You do not want to put a semicolon there. That's not what it's for. They look very similar. They sound very similar, but a semicolon is not used to set off a list, like a list of different types of fruit. Don't want to do that. Another way you don't want to use a semicolon is like a long dash. Sometimes we just have a little extra thought at the end of a sentence and we put a long dash there to separate that little extra thought out. It's not a complete sentence. It's just maybe a couple words after the dash. One really big thing to avoid, going back to the main rule I talked about of how you should use a semicolon, is that the rule that you're breaking here is that after the semicolon, it's not a complete sentence. Like I said, it would just be a couple of words or thoughts. So if you're using a semicolon and then you only have like a couple of words or and it's not a complete sentence, you're probably using the semicolon incorrectly. It might be a comma might be appropriate, a long dash might be appropriate, but on either side of the semicolon, you want to have those complete sentences. And if on one side of the semicolon, you only have a couple of words, a dependent clause, a short little phrase, you're probably using the semicolon incorrectly. And this leads to the third misuse of a semicolon is when it's used as a comma, which is very similar to when it's misused as a long dash. Again, when I was talking about that long, this is the exception to the rule, but when there's a long, complex list and you use a semicolon to separate items out, a semicolon is sort of used as a comma in that way. But again, I didn't want to get into that rule. So the main thing that you want to keep in mind for semicolon misuse as a comma is if you only have a couple of words on either side of the semicolon, you're probably using the semicolon incorrectly. So that is the show for today. I hope you feel a little better about your semicolon usage. I really just wanted to make one way to use the semicolon clear so that you don't misuse it. And you don't ever have to use it. You can just use periods and commas and dashes. There's really no reason why you have to use it, but just don't use it incorrectly. Try to avoid that. Try to not use it like in one of the ways I said. Don't use it as a colon. Don't use it as a long dash. Don't use it as a comma. If you avoid those and never use it at all in your writing, you'll probably be okay. But if you do want to use it, just make sure on each side of the semicolon, you have a complete sentence, that they are independent clauses, but they're related, so you'd like to join them with a semicolon. And thank you for joining me today as we continue with the editorial standards series on Editor-in-Chief. If you like listening to Editor-in-Chief, please go over to iTunes and leave a rating or a review. I would appreciate that. So I will talk to everyone next week. I am Stephanie Flaxman. You have been listening to Editor-in-Chief. Now, go become one.